Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Finny McBrien, for some of us of a certain vintage, the idea of social media influencing is still a kind of a new phenomenon, even though it's around quite a while. But for some of us, it still feels like a new phenomenon. How would you define being a social media influencer? Lots of us have social media accounts, but we're not influencers. What does it mean to be an influencer to you?
Yeah, I suppose for me, it's showing people something that they might want to do, and it's giving them the experience of letting them decide. So for myself, like, I do steak sandwich reviews. I run a series called The Steak Sandwich Connoisseur. And in that, I go to different places. I'm looking for the best steak sandwich in Ireland, mainly just because steak sandwiches is something I was obsessed with, and it was a passion of mine. And it's really something like food reviews, different things like that, going in, and it's letting people decide for themselves if it's somewhere that they want to go, or if it's somewhere that's showcasing a business. It's sort of selling the idea to people, but it's not really, in a sort of layman's terms, it's not in your face by this. It's you decide for yourself if you like it or not. And it's that's what sort of influencers are for. They're that sort of buffering mechanism between sort of a business and the community. And it sort of gives them people like more of a, something that they can connect with when they're looking at something, rather than an advertisement on the TV or an ad on your phone that says, this is the product, this is how much it is. It gives you that sort of, it's given the feeling of what it's like to experience it.
What is a positive experience that you've had off the back of social media, and a negative experience that you've had off the back of social media?
Yeah, so like, look, it's great and I love it so much. And like, sometimes I think for me, it's sort of meeting people who sort of are saying, oh, I tried that steak sandwich there and it was really good. Or like, you know, you might get recognized the odd time, and like, people are send you a message and they'll be like, I love your videos. Or like, I do some comedic videos and people are like, I got a good laugh out of that. Especially sort of people from back home, and like, they enjoy it, and it brings like, it's just a sense of community, bringing people together that you wouldn't really talk to. I mean, people that are back home, it's a funny story, is the men's shed back home in Ahavas in County Leitrim. And I was home at the Christmas there, and they were all saying, geez, we love watching the videos now. And, you know, and it's a topic of conversation to people that maybe I mightn't have been having a conversation with before, you know? And it really sort of brings people together, I think, is the main thing. And like, people see it. But on the other hand, not everyone's going to agree with what you're saying. And when you are putting yourself out on the internet, there is people out there, usually with no profile picture and no username, just sort of a troll on the internet, that will have something to say, or wants to knock you down a peg, or doesn't want to see you do well, or just doesn't agree with you. And like, that's life, to be honest. I have a pretty thick skin, but like, you know, you would receive comments sometimes, and like, it's just unnecessary things. And like, it does affect you. Like, you know, as much as you say, I don't read them or I don't look at them, you're always going to have a look in or like a quick gawk at them. And it's just, it can affect you. Like, and if you're looking at a comment like that, and if you're getting a few of them on something, you really sort of question, oh, well, should I have put that up? And why did I put that up? Or why did I do this a certain way? Or like, do you know, like, I did something funny there and people are going to talk about me about that, you know? So it can play a major impact on your mental health. Like, and that is something you really have to be prepared for, is that it shouldn't be, but when you're putting yourself out there, you have to be open to criticism. You have to be able to know that you're going to have to deal with some people that aren't going to be the nicest or aren't going to agree with you.
Along those lines, how much of yourself are you willing to put up online? How much of your life do you, have you ever regretted posting something and thought, do you know what, that was, I've shared a little bit too much there? Or do you have that conversation with yourself about what am I willing to share and what am I not willing to share?
I try to be as honest and as open as I can, but obviously you're not going to share everything that is going on in your life. And there's certain things that you don't want to talk about. Like, I stay away from trying to give my opinion on things that I wouldn't really know too much about myself. If I'm going to talk about something, it's going to be something that I have the facts on, or that I feel a strong way about, and I have evidence to back that up, that I can talk on the issue, you know. Whereas that's where you can get into bother, is if you start speaking about something that maybe you don't have all the facts on. And also, like, just your personal life, do you know, like, I don't want maybe like my siblings or something, or like, you know, my niece and nephew, I would never really post them onto my TikTok because that's their private life. They didn't choose this. It's what I choose to put up. And I'd be very wary of who's online and who's seeing things. And I would just, maybe I would censor it in a way that it's just, I keep it to myself and I make sure that what I decide to put up is what I decide and it's not deciding for somebody else.
This is A Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian, with the television licence fee.